Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody phones off.
Time in between time, we got something very special for y'all today. I'm talking about something real special. We're going to talk about the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the quarantine. We're going to talk about it all. But in the meantime, in between time, you know what? I'm going to let him introduce himself. Y'all heard from him before. Hey, but go ahead and introduce yourself. Do what you do.
Yo. It's been a long time. It's your boy, E. Watts, but I ain't the baby daddy no more. You can call me Harry T. Niss. Harry T. Niss. Say it real fast and you understand what I'm talking about. What's going on, Vato?
You know what it is, man. Hey, long time no hear, man. How you?
Hey, I want to tell everybody thank you for all the wishes and prayers about my sister. I feel the love. I've been feeling the love. And I want to dedicate this to my sister. Word it up, man. Word it up.
Bet. There it is. Hey, I feel you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gave you space forever. You know, I reached out to you. But, you know, hey, I know, hey, we know what it is, man. One love, baby. One love. But also, along with that, man, like, hey, what you think of, man? Let's get straight to it, man. What you think about this coronavirus, man?
Man, I think this coronavirus is really real. But I think people need to be boomed up with somebody that they really like.
What you mean? I mean, like, who else? You ain't gonna be booed up with somebody that you don't like.
Man, I mean, really, right now, somebody is at home with their boyfriend or with their girlfriend.
Man, right now, somebody is at home miserable because they can't go because they're quarantined in.
They at home right now wishing they with their boyfriend or wishing they like, damn, I was with my girlfriend. Damn, I was
talking
to my boyfriend.
See, okay, I see how you think. You know what I'm saying? They want to be with their boyfriend or their girlfriend, but they can't. And the reason why they can't be with their boyfriend or girlfriend is because they're with their wife or their husband.
Exactly.
Hey, I just want to know how all the work people get along. Do they, like, how do you message your work husband or your work wife, whatever, or do you just be like, oh well, it is what it is, and use it as an excuse?
Man, they figuring out something. They trying to type, sending a pigeon. They doing something to get to that boyfriend or girlfriend. They're like, yo, I miss you. This next trip, I really need to see you. You know, they doing something. I know they are. I know I ain't the only one that feel like this. Where the people at?
And you know, the crazy thing about it, man, you know, some naive people out there, because I'm guaranteeing you right now, the movie Fonto speaks the truth. I'm guaranteeing you right now, somebody has failed for the Chick-fil-A on Sunday. Somebody has failed for that. I promise you. Hey, baby, I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A right quick. You want? Hey, I'll be right back. Go for about 2.5 hours, and then when they come back, you know what I'm saying, they good. They ain't got no food. They still hungry. But when you get me the Chick-fil-A? Well, listen, the man in line was too long, man. I got tired of waiting, so I came on back home.
You wanna know, I think somebody fell for it.
I'm gonna tell you what somebody else fell for too. Hey, they fell for the Chick-fil-A. If the same person is not somebody else, they fell for the. Yeah, I mean, we are. I gotta go into work. I mean, it's only gonna be a few of us because they're doing a few of us at a time.
Oh yeah, you gotta believe that. Only three people allowed in this store at one time.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And guess what the store is. The Chinese food store or hair salon place. Oh man, I can only imagine the women who out there do. You know what? I ain't even gonna talk about that. You know what I'm saying? They got these hair appointments that they going. Well, instead of they coming over here, I'm gonna go to their house and do their hair.
Hey, but for real though, if anybody listening, hey, yo, you got to hook up on some Chinese food. Holler at your boy, because I'm really looking for egg rolls right now.
Man, listen. Do you realize the Chinese people, they shut down before they even put down this quarantine? And that's what I try, you know what I'm saying? That's what I try to tell the black community, man. Black people, man, we need to start looking out for ourselves. These Chinese people, they have shut down, haven't even thought about opening it up. And the crazy thing about it, 99% of these Chinese shops are takeout anyway. They said, nah, we good. We don't need your money.
Exactly, because they're more excited, but...
And more, you know what? Hey, I was thinking actually about 2 weeks ago. That's when I really learned that the Chinese place was cold. And I pulled up to the food line. You know, the food line with the Family Dollar got the best Chinese joint.
Exactly, they always got the best Chinese joint.
They go food line, Family Dollar, Chinese. Yep, that's the place I'm eating at. Man, I said I want to go get me some wings fried hard. Nope, denied. Man, it's been a while, yo. God,
this feels good. It's been a while, man. We need to get back to it, man. You know, same things been happening in my personal life, you know, my sister and stuff like that. And it just took me a while to get back. I'm still trying to get back. I ain't all the way back yet. But shout out to everybody that's been praying for me. You know, IG, Izzy Knight, you, Steve, Ty Buskey, Sean. Oh, man, I can go on and on and on and on. Everybody's from Pine Forest, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
95 Live, you know how we do. The whole Pine Forest family, man, I appreciate everybody, you know, praying for me and looking out for me.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Take as much time as you need, man. Ain't no pressure to get hurry to get back out here. Take as much time as you need. We got,
Where the people at, man? I want to holler at the people, man. I want to know what they think about this coronavirus and, I'm
mad that
they with somebody that they don't
want to be with. That's why I'm looking right now to see if I got any comments or whatever. And nothing as of yet. I got just a couple people listening. They need to go ahead and say something.
Oh, man, throw them on the line. You say listening. Start the last phone numbers of them, that phone number, and throw them on, man.
Put them on here?
Yeah.
Well, you should have said it. They clicked it. They banged it. Hey, man, they said I was just going to put them on here. But listen, man, look like I say, man, but for real talk with this coronavirus, you know, it's a pandemic because people are just being hard-headed. They're not realizing that if you listen to what these professionals are talking about, the things that the world has been through before, because I think they said SARS in 2008, Ebola in 2012, and coronavirus happened back in like 1918, something like that, when bird flu and was really serious. You know, I mean, first of all, hold on, let's back up a little bit. I watched a little thing that popped up on Netflix. And coronavirus is the family name. They don't have a name for this yet because they don't know the source of it. Some of the things that's in the coronavirus family is the bird flu, the swine flu, smallpox, malaria, stuff like that.
They call it COVID-19. So they had 18 of them. Before this one, they had 18 of them. If you look on the back of your Lysol bottle, which your President Donald Trump told y'all, I hope none of y'all dumb motherfuckers decided to eat some Lysol or spray Lysol in your mouth. But if you look on the back of your Lysol bottle, it says COVID-18, 17, 16, 15. It kills all that. It's 19.
And it also says coronavirus on there as well. I'm like, so this is it's nothing new. It's just, I guess they want to say a different strain. They try to find a source of it. Yeah, but the one they were talking about early today was talking about how, like, the bird flu and the human flu crossed over into the pig. I was like, wait a minute. Who is doing what? Who is doing what? Hey, but if you are listening and you want to give your thoughts, you can remain anonymous. If you want to give your quick thoughts about the coronavirus, COVID-19, and or this quarantine, feel free. Give us a call, 845-277-9396. Once again, the call-in number to talk about the coronavirus is 845-277-9396. I'm going to say it for you one more time. 845-277-9396. Y'all know what it is. The Rufus Popular Company. I'm sorry, y'all. Get. We just had a pay a bill right quick. Hey, once again, I am the Rufus Bopto, and we are in the building with who?
Harry P. Ness. Say it three times real fast, and you'll get what I'm saying.
Say it, baby. Say it. Say it real quick. Harry Peters. Harry Peters. Harry Peters. Hey. Formerly known as Mr. A.K.A. I Ain't Your Baby Daddy. It could have been in you, but you chose otherwise. Man.
Exactly.
Listen. So like I say, man, I've been watching these little things on Netflix, been reading everything, and, you know, the way they controlled it back in the day was to do a quarantine, you know what I'm saying, do a stay at home. But
right.
the population wasn't big back then. I mean, it was a great population, but it wasn't as big. And if this little short series that I saw earlier today is anywhere near true, it was a doctor in China who said, we need to shut down right now. And this
exactly.
is 3 weeks prior to it happening. And if we were to shut down when he was telling everybody this, they were saying that there would be 95% less cases than what it is right now.
Yes, it is. Yep,
second,
yep,
on top of that, they forced him to sign a piece of paper pretty much saying, shut your mouth.
A non-disclosure. I think that's what they call it, a non-disclosure.
Pretty much, shut your mouth or you're going to be punished. And third, last but not least, that doctor who said 3 weeks prior before the outbreak happened, he ended up dying.
Yes, that's true.
And they said he died by the coronavirus.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I think they hushed that man up. I mean, there's just so many conspiracy theories behind it, and some of the things I don't understand.
We ain't supposed to understand it. Man, if you're dealing with them folks, your ass will shut the hell up. They told that nigga to shut your ass up. You don't want to shut up, so they shut him up.
True, but here's something that I don't understand. Coronavirus outbreak, they want to clear it off all the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You tell me, dog.
I'm trying to understand it. Like when they say, some things I understand that you're going to pull off the shelf, but some things I don't. When they say it's going to be like an ice storm, okay, I can understand. People are like, why you grab milk, eggs, and bread? Because you can make a meal out of that. Even if the power plug, you can stick the eggs and the milk in the ice in the store to keep it cold.
Right.
But with the COVID-19, is there a secret in the tissue? And last I heard, all the trampolines were sold out.
All I know is, if you can't wipe, well I'm going to take that back. People them got so lazy to where they don't know how to wipe. I remember when I was yelling at you outside, and you had the boo-boo or something, you weren't going inside, because you went inside, mama was going to tell you you had to stay inside.
Stay inside.
You boo-boo, you grab a couple of leaves or something like that.
Make sure it wasn't poison ivy.
Right.
Man, that's what it's called anyway. But I got my COVID-19 coronavirus vaccine back in like 93, 94, you know what I'm saying? Because you know the cure for it is drinking out of water hose.
Is that what it is?
Man, I want you to think about the things that we used to do growing up, drinking out of the water hose,
mm-hmm.
sitting on a green box. Now they're worried about 5G and the radiation. We can sit on the green box all day long.
Man, we had 5G packed in right there. But, man, I'm going to tell you the real cure for coronavirus. I'm going to tell you the real cure because I got it. It's in my hand right now.
What's
the Rock Very Special French brand. It's the seal from fine French grapes in the product of France.
Hey, listen to this. Hey, the Bacardi has done me just fine. but I'm telling you, man, like the cure to the cure from drinking the out of the water hose has cured a lot of things. Think about it. When kids stop playing outside and we're no longer drinking out of the water hose, now they're all fancy and stuff. They want bottled water. They don't even get hamburgers and hot dogs anymore. They want crab legs and lobsters. I'm like, wait a minute. Those are the same kids now who have gluten allergies.
Well, I always say, I think anybody that had a broke bone before is already immune to the coronavirus. If you had a broke bone before, you're immune. I ain't seen a kid in about 30 years with a broke bone.
You know what? It is far few in between with you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, let me retract that. However, you have seen an increase in obesity of kids.
Exactly.
It's because they're not playing outside no more.
They're not outside. What are the IPs that take care of your ass outside? Shout out to my sister because she used to make my nieces and nephews play outside in 150 degree weather.
Man, listen, I remember on Christmas Day, the streets at 9 o'clock in the morning was flooded with kids. Man, you go out there now.
Christmas now, you don't see no kids. All you see is boxes.
Man, if you see that, because they didn't order stuff online, and I'm like, man, it's just getting out of hand, man. Some of the things that American population and people do, man, and they're okay with it, man. Like, I ain't even front, man. This is a chick on Facebook. She keep posting her pictures of her kids, and her kids with other kids. And I'm like, yo, stop. Yo, you don't see that? Your kid is going to be a victim of being bullied. Like, how does it look like 7 or 8 years old, look like you weigh about 110 pounds? Stop that now. I mean, hey, raise your kids how you want. I'm just saying, yo, stop that now. And don't be giving them no damn excuse. All you got to do is let them go outside and play. Take away that house phone, take away that iPad, that tablet. Let them go outside and play. Because, I mean, growing up, Pops used to tell us, I want you to get that tonsil so you'll come running with me every morning.
I'm going to tell you what happened. The coronavirus started when they stopped the Husky section in J.C. Kenney.
Boy.
when was the last time you seen the Husky section?
I never understood. What size is Husky? You size 1, 2, 3, 4. You Husky?
That's when the coronavirus started when they stopped the Husky section.
Man. Dang. I ain't heard that in a minute, yo. Hey, like I say, man, if y'all listening and you tuning in, you know, all you got to do is click the listen. The calling number is 845-277-9396. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this coronavirus, the quarantine. Hey, we want to know how you doing with your booed up situation. Booed up. How's it going for you? Speaking of which, do you know within the first 2 weeks, domestic violence caused injuries 23%?
Yo, man, people—they really don't like. I mean, when they start showing the domestic violence rate on ABC 11, people is really not people—they really don't like.
And then the bad thing about it, the married people—they can't file for divorce until June 1st. And that's at the earliest if the shutdown don't continue.
Man,
so you
shout out Eric. Shout out to everybody that's upset right now. Shout out to everybody that's married and upset that they would be their significant other. Shout out to y'all, man. I feel you.
Man, I tell you right now, if somebody listening or somebody that's going to be listening to this, and they're going to be looking across the other side of the room, they're going to have an orbit look, and they're just going to be staring at them like, "You, like, why are you breathing?" This is a time when everything you do gets on that person's nerve. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, why are you blinking so loud? Jesus, just cut the obvious off. I'm telling you, everything they do is getting on somebody's nerves. But you know what, hey?
I promise somebody's been told it's significant other to go outside and count the grass.
Man, listen, I have never seen, there's some people on my street, I have never seen so much yard work being done. I'm like, bro, you just cut the grass yesterday. It ain't grown since then.
Shout out to everybody that's starting gardens. Matter of fact, my neighbor's around there starting gardens, so I know they're tired of each other. Shout out to them.
Man, listen. During this quarantine, I have been reading my little posts on Facebook, and people have told me they have learned how to bake their own bread, how to make their own sauces.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google DIY, do-it-yourself projects, those videos on YouTube have increased by 1,417%.
Wow. Matter of fact, since you said that, I want to shout out the white people that finally learned how to season food. Shout out
to Hey,
man, they got to get that together, man. They got to get that together.
There's no such thing, man. I don't even know what to say. They got to get that together. Some of these plates I've been seeing on Facebook, I've been like, yo, when are you going to cook it? I see you got to prep. When are you going to cook it? Jeez.
Word
up. But at the same time, man, I'm pretty sure it's some people out there, you know what I'm saying, they done made the best of their situation, and you know who those people are going to be, and we're going to see like around November, December.
Oh, pregnancy time.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 2021 is going to be a baby boom.
Speaking of which,
let's back up a little bit.
There's going to be a baby boom like Iraq.
Let me. I just thought about this. Before this COVID-19 and all this other good stuff started, I'm going to say like last fall, around that area, they were talking about that the rate of Earth right now, the Earth population will be decreased by like 42% by 2050.
But so these COVID babies, we might repopulate them all.
Right. So I'm trying. They probably put it in place to get the population of the Earth back up, dog. And 2021 is going to be a baby sonic boom.
COVID babies in the building.
I'm telling you. And shout out to the people that's going to name that baby COVID or Corona or Barissa or something along those lines of that. Please don't do that.
You name your baby COVID, I'm going to drown your baby.
Hey, but I did see something like the 80s babies.
Uh-huh.
Man, we done went through 2 economic crashes, 9/11,
mm-hmm.
freedom,
mm-hmm.
Ebola, swine flu, and now this, all before the age of 40.
Y'all need to start to crack at the beginning, so yeah. Shout out.
Hold on, man. We ain't going to do that, man. First of all, we ain't even going to do that, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. You want to talk about what's going to crack? We got the crack. Y'all was doing acid in the 70s.
So?
Yeah, exactly. Silence. Hey, man, y'all know what it is, man. Hey, matter of fact, we're going to start doing this. I think we could hit this number at least once. So we want to got a date. The call-in number, every 205-277-9396. Once again, 805-277-9346. Like I say, today, man, we just simply talked about the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? Make a little light of the matter. But, you know, overall, we do hope y'all out there being safe. We hope y'all out there washing your hands, washing your ass, you know what I'm saying? Not touching your face, not putting your hands in your mouth, not touching stuff you're not supposed to be doing. Like them people you be seeing licking toilet bowls and handrails and stuff. I don't know what's that about.
Man.
I have no idea what's that about. But like I say, man,
doing
right. I thought it was just bunny jumping and stuff like that. But now they think it's, I mean, and then the girl, I think that she licked the toilet bowl on an airplane. I'm like, man, come on, man. You know them things ain't getting clean.
Cold, yeah. Cold, they want to clean airplanes on Martin.
Right.
Now.
Hey, well, hey, but check this out, Mr. Harry Peter. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get us out of here, man. But like I say, man, we're going to talk about the coronavirus some more. I got a hot topic for y'all. I'm going to go ahead and post it on my Facebook. But like I say, when we do, the call number is 845-277-9396. I am your man, the Ruthless Vato, along with my co-host, who?
Harry P. Smith.
Say it fast three times and you get the gym. In the meantime, in between time, y'all stay safe, man. I'm hollering at us.